Yeah, Coach, just talk about the pressure you brought on Bridgewater. Looked like you brought all kinds of various.
Yeah, you know, just me feeling the game right now, I think we had a lot of pressure on him early in the game. I thought we did a really good job. We got after him. We had some spots there in the third quarter and fourth quarter where we couldn't get to him. They were chipping Vaughn and doing some things. And, you know, they started making some plays, but we got after him at the right time at the end. So, you know, obviously make a big play there. That's the difference in the football game.
Is this as difficult as it can get to be 4-0 with a two-game lead in the division? But every single game seems to be a struggle.
Well, I think we played a really good football team today. And, you know, we did some things for us that kept him in the game, you know, that helped them. But I think we knew it was going to be a grind. I think we're improving in a lot of areas. We obviously need to protect the ball better. But I think we are improving. We improved today offensively running the ball. And, you know, we had a new lineup up front, so I'm proud of the way those guys played. And we're putting together some big drives at the right time. So, and then defensively, we gave up some big drives. Well, we gave up that 98-yard drive that got them back in the game, but then we come back and make the next play. So, you know, we're finding a way as a team. But, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of things we need to improve.
Does Hillman's performance tonight, especially with the 72-yard run, does that change things between him and CJ?
No, I mean, we'll keep going. We're going to play them both. I think they were pretty much split down the middle, Patrick, carrying the football. Obviously, Ronnie's big play is, a huge play. But, no, I think they both improved over the course of this past week. And we banged pretty good on Thursday, and I think they responded as players. We asked a lot of them, and I think they're starting to respond. So, hopefully, we took a step in the right direction today running the ball.
Fourth down play at the goal line where you scored there. What was the debate, and did you have the play already dialed up in your mind or not?
Actually, we rehearsed the situation yesterday at the practice field, you know, and I told Rick and the guys, if we get in this situation, this is where I'm going. So we rehearsed the play a couple times throughout the course of the week and, you know, found a way to make the play. So, yeah, I think it's important right there. We got to be aggressive in our defense, the way they're playing. We end up with somebody pinned, so. You know, I don't know that you make that decision every day, but it worked out this time.
Coach, what have you learned from winning this way, though? You were saying, like, even when you beat the Ravens, it's still a win and to play your best when it matters most. How much can this kind of help you guys as you go forward? It's been a little ugly at times, but the reality is you're undefeated.
Well, and the thing that I love about the football team is I think it has a belief that it's going to find a way. You know, it's going to find a way to make a play or get, you know, win the football game. And, you know, obviously, they had a lot of momentum going once they had made the big play. Looks like we're going to go right back down the field. We turned the ball over, but yet we come right back. And I think we had, about a six-minute drive there at the end of the game or five-minute drive to hopefully put the game away and had a chance to put the game away. So I think we're responding in the right situation. We need to respond consistently through the course of the football game, but that is the NFL. And you're going to play in a lot of close football games, and you better know how to win those. And I think right now we feel like we can win all kind of ways. So, but we're also very humble. You know, our locker room is very humble and understanding that we got a long way to go and a lot to improve upon.
Hey, Coach, coming into this game, your pass defense was top-ranked. And was the defense struggles in that area?
I think the key was that if you go back and look, they did some things protection-wise that helped them get the ball down the field. They had some tight ends banging on Vaughn, banging on DeMarcus before they were going out, and it allowed them to buy some time. And the quarterback, you know, let's face it, he's very athletic. I mean, some of the things he did on the field with, moving around and stuff buys them some time. So I think it was a combination of what they were doing and the quarterback being very athletic.
Do you remember a team you were around as a player coach that where that it was spread out among so many guys defensively where it's not one guy or –
Yeah, you know, no, that's a good point, Woody. I think the entire team, you know, I mean, I think, like, I look at Benny, you know, and we need to get Benny the ball. Every time he touches, he makes a play, you know. What Ronnie does today, we played a little bit more two tights today, so I think Virgil was more of a factor in what we were doing. I think everybody's getting a chance to contribute, and I think we're continuing to find out exactly what we are in some situations, but I know we're very deep, and, you know, hopefully we stay healthy, and that's a problem all year long.
Gary, how truly concerned were you about the offensive line going in, and did they play better, worse, or about the way you expected?
You know, my concern last more than anything was the fact that we didn't practice together all week. I mean, you know, Evan was out, had a hamstring going on. We had to rest Evan. You know, we had some guys to move around. We had some things. So we really didn't practice as it. We rested Lou, I think, on Wednesday. So our guys didn't practice together till Friday. Having changes, that's part of this league. So you got to just trust guys and go and battle, but you want some continuity in your work. So hopefully we can settle down a little bit, get some continuity in what we're doing. But obviously we did a good job. I think we gave up a couple of sacks, but you know, to go out there and run the ball the way we ran it, I think you got to, you know, with asking 68 to move and Michael to come in, you got to feel good about what happened.
Following up on that, you said the team's humble. Never hear.
I said the locker room was humble after the game. We got some characters.
That's where I was going. What is the character of this team?
Well, I think it's exactly what I said. I think it's, you know, it continues to battle. It's going to find a way. You know, I mean, at halftime we came in. We're in a game that we should have been up 16-3, and you know we're up 13-10, right? So, you know, the guys are down. They understand. You know, hey, we just gave up a big play, gave them some points. The mood of the locker room was, let's go get those seven back with the first drive in the third quarter. We did that. So the football team, to me, I like the way it's hard on each other. I like the way it responds in tough situations.
If Tyson Brailoe misses more time, do you feel comfortable going with this same configuration, or do you think there might be some tweaks?
Well, obviously we do because, I mean, that's the way we went today. So, you know, hopefully Ty's back and we get back to work this week. And now we got – you know, we got 79's, got some NFL snaps under his belt. I mean, that was his first snap this year. And you know, Michael will grow from what happened today, and we'll go from there. But hopefully Ty will be back and ready to go.
Yeah, you know, not to take Peyton for granted, but he throws a couple picks, but he came out firing in that final drive, I guess. You don't last 18 years and lose confidence off in a couple interceptions.
No, and I told Rico Napper, I said, we're going to keep throwing it, you know, because he's the guy that will get us back in position to win the game. Now, we ran the ball pretty good there at the end, too. But, I know he has a couple he'd like to have back, but, you know, you trust him in any situation, and he's going to find a way to get his football team in position to win. So, you know, proud of him being able to do that.
Last question. Coach, to have a good team, you need a good special. What has Brandon meant for the team so far?
Well, he's been excellent. You know, he's been perfect this year, I think, you know. And, you know, he's just very confident right now. The thing that he's doing that not many people mention on a week-to-week basis, he's taking the returners out of the game, and we faced a really good one today. So I think both our punter and our kicker did a good job.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, you have a good day.